You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday. Pray that you are having a marvelous day and that Jesus is the Lord of your life. And today we're going to continue to talk about some things that unbelievers seek after so that we can know if we're seeking after the right things or seeking after the wrong things. So you can get positive indicators. You can also get negative indicators. And those things can both be valuable pieces of input in your life. So I would like to say thank you to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. From everything that I have heard, this summer has been a summer that has been extremely difficult on air conditioning systems, both here in Florida and in other parts of the country as well. And your AC is screaming for love and attention, I want to encourage you to call the folks at Creative AC Solutions. Bill there is, just does a marvelous job his servicing, as well as he's installed a number of air conditioners as well, a large number. I can't tell you exactly how many. He's got decades of experience in doing this. He primarily operates in the central Brevard County area, the Merritt Island, Cocoa Beach, Cape Canaveral, Cocoa area. Pretty much sticks to that area there, Rockledge. But if you are in that geographic vicinity and you say, you know what, my other AC guy is just treating me the way that I'd like to be with integrity and expertise, give Bill a call, 321-759-3284. See if he can come out and take a look at your system and get you up and running. And I tell people, a lot of people, their simple solution is, well, you just need a whole new system. Well, you might not have the money for a new system right now. And Bill gives you honest feedback. And we're one of those people that I can tell you about. He services our air conditioners, and there was one of them, and he said, Pastor, I can fix this, and I'm going to fix it, but you need to be saving your money, because you're going to need a new system. It has reached the end of its lifespan. And so we did. And we said, you know what? We would like to make it as easy on him as possible. And so we scheduled him to come and install our new system when it was not 150 degrees outside. We had him do that many, many years ago when it was much, much cooler. And so I'm thankful for that type of input. I don't want somebody stringing me along with false hope. I don't want somebody telling me the sky is falling when it's really not that desperate a situation. If you'd like a AC guy that you can trust, call Bill at 321-759-3284, Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. So we're going to get back to the Word of God today. Matthew chapter 6 is where we have been talking and focusing on do not worry, and now we are looking at the reality of Gentiles and believers are to seek two entirely different things. Verse number 32, for after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So people who are not walking in a redeemed relationship with God have no idea that they can trust him. They may have believed all of the lies that the devil has told them, that people who are seeking after other things have taught them. And Jesus says, look, your heavenly Father knows your needs. He knows your needs. What a tremendous, tremendous promise. You see, I like it when people know what I have need of before I even ask. And I'll put that into a somewhat older time frame right now, but it was true nonetheless, is when we used to go out to eat, I loved to have a server who knew what we needed before we had to flag them down and say, hey, you know, could we have some more napkins? Could you refill my water glass? That, you know, I don't know. I know waiters, servers are stretched extremely thin. And listen, if I'm in a restaurant and it's really busy, I understand. They're overwhelmed. But when you're the only customer in a restaurant, you don't want to have to be saying, please, could I have some more water? you just don't want to be saying, but when the waiter says, you know what, that water glass is almost gone, I need to make sure that they've got that. If you go out for breakfast and the server comes and says, would you like some more coffee? They pay attention to what you have need. And I'm the type of guy that if you give me exceptional service, I'm going to give you an exceptional tip as well. So just take that and throw that in there a little bit. We at Merit Assembly of God exist to be a blessing, and that means that we want to be doing that organically, not just as a part of an organized campaign. So what is it that unbelievers seek after? Well, in Luke chapter 11, you're going to see something very interesting. I think when you look at this in relationship to where we are as a country right now, you will see that many of these desires that lawyers and scribes had back in Jesus' time is still manifesting today. Verse number 45, then one of the lawyers answered and said to him, teacher, by saying these things you reproach us also. And he said, woe to you also, lawyers, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. In fact, you bear witness that you approved the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore, the wisdom of God also said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something that he might say, that they might accuse him. So the scribes and the lawyers' perspective of their relationship with Jesus was not one where Jesus was the expert and they were the students. He was the teacher, they were the students or the disciples. They flipped the role to where they deemed themselves the experts, and they were looking for Jesus to say something that they could use and weaponize against him. They were looking for him to provide them something that they could use to accuse him. Now, That's a very interesting word, because there is an individual who in the scripture is given the title the accuser of the brethren. And his name's not God. Jesus is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. Satan is the individual who is constantly looking to bring an accusation against you, against Jesus, against everybody. And so in this era of gotcha politics, where you're just looking for someone to say something articulate or inarticulately so that you can use it to accuse them of something, so you do not have to put your faith and trust in Jesus. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be around people who are constantly going to nitpick everything that is said, everything that is done. They are looking for the flaw. Okay? Hold on to your seats, Gussie. I'm getting ready to shoot both barrels here. Every person on this earth right now is a flawed individual. It takes no special skill to see the flaws in other human beings. It takes the grace of God to overlook those flaws and say, God, I want to thank you for your redemptive grace that you are manifesting in my life and manifesting in the wife or the life of my spouse, my kids, my co-workers. God, I am so thankful for the grace of God. Okay? Be very, very careful about people who demand grace and never dispense it. There's an unjust standard there. And so, if I have an addiction, you might be surprised to find out what I'm probably a news addict. And I've cut way back on that because we've eliminated television from our household. And we didn't do it to punish the kids. We just did it, said, you know what? We don't think that this is the best use of our resources right now. And so we have scaled that back. Television is not a need. We talked about needs and luxuries and wants yesterday. Television is not a need. It is a luxury. Having the latest cell phone is not a need. It is a luxury. Okay? Now, internet connection right now, that may have risen to the level of a need during the last 6 to 9 months, because now there is so much business that is being transacted virtually instead of being in person. So, you know, that might be something that has elevated here in 2020. But I remember there was a person and their finances were tight, and all of a sudden they had a financial influx, and the first thing that they did was they re-upped their satellite package with all of these stations on there because it had their favorite program on there, and I just literally grabbed my head and tried to process the thought that says, how in the world does that ever rise to the level of a need? And because, you know, from a historical perspective, that person had needs, and they just moved from crisis to crisis. So I pray that God helps all of us to be proper and wise stewards of our resources. Okay? The accusation that they were wanting to make about Jesus was not just about looking to find a character flaw, but looking to eliminate themselves putting faith in Jesus, as well as eliminating the possibility of other people putting their faith in Jesus. And I will tell you this, the devil's never going to forget the accusations that he wants to bring against you. Let's do our best by the Holy Spirit to make sure that he has as little weaponry as possible. I've encountered people, and I tell people this at church, you have to be careful who you make yourself accountable to. Okay? If you found somebody that you are accountable to and you let them know about the vulnerabilities, the challenges that you face in your life, and they are righteous, a righteous brother or sister in Christ, they're going to take that and they're not going to use that as a weapon against you. They're going to use that as information to help strategize and do life with you, to help you to get victory in those areas. There are other people that whenever you share something with them, that's just another weapon in their quiver. It is just another arrow in their quiver or a bullet in their gun that they're going to use against you at some point in time. Be very, very careful. You know them that labor among you is a very important truth in God's word. And I remember when God taught me the importance of that, it changed the perspective that I had on how I was going to deal with people and treat them. So we need to make sure that we are not looking for something to accuse God with, that we are looking for something to praise God for. Okay, let's move on to the next one over another book in John chapter 5. In John chapter 5, verse number 41. Then the Jews complained about him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." You know what? I'm in the wrong chapter. I missed it by one page. Let's move back to chapter 5, verse number 41. "I do not receive," this is Jesus talking, "I do not receive honor from men, but I know you that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes only from God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my word?" So in verse number 44, Jesus, he says, how can you believe who receive honor from one another? So Gentiles, he goes on and he says, "And do not seek the honor that comes from the only God." There are a lot of people in this world, and they are seeking for honor from their contemporaries. They're seeking for honor that comes from men. You know, there's something that takes place every year. It's a tough one for me to wrap my head around, because it is so different than the way that I choose to go through life. And that is, you know, musicians, actors, Broadway personnel, they have all of these awards that they give amongst themselves, honoring people from their own group because they want them to know how wonderful they are. And is that really, really the way you want to live? Do you really want to live your life completely and totally dependent upon validation from other people other flawed individuals as well, honoring you. I can tell you that there are people that men bestow honor upon that will not receive honor from the one who knows all about honor. They will not receive honor from God. God is a God of honor. And he wants us to live honorably. But, you know, when you have reached the place in your life where you said, you know what, God has his stamp of approval upon my life. God's blessing me to be a blessing. And I'm not doing the things that I'm doing so that people will pat me on the head and say, oh, welcome to the Hall of Fame, or welcome to this, or welcome to this other group over here. That group has a very short lifespan. But being a redeemed child of God has an eternal reward that comes with it. Don't live your life seeking honor from flawed individuals. You say, well, I'm not a world-class musician, and I'm not a world-class actor, and I'm not a world-class Broadway performer, and so I'm not, well, you know, there's athletes that seek honor as well. There are politicians that seek honor. There are organizations that bestow honors upon people, and there's nothing wrong with receiving those things. There is nothing wrong with doing an excellent job and doing it anointed by the Holy Spirit. There's nothing wrong with the spirit of excellence. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. You just don't get your validation. You're not seeking, you're not craving and demanding and searching intensely for another individual to say, you made it. You're the role model. Congratulations. That's not what we do. Christians do everything for the glory of God. That's what we're really in this for, is not honor from people who are not experts in the field of honor, but people, we look for honor from God who is an expert in honor. You say, well, I don't belong to any of those groups. I'm never going to be a world-class athlete or any of that sort of stuff. So how does this pertain to me? They are telling us, sociologists are telling us, that many people right now are receiving validation. They're seeking honor from a place that a few years ago didn't even exist, and that is through their social media. And so they get their validation from the number of followers that they have. They are seeking the honor of the number of likes that they have. There are people who are seeking honor for themselves by the number of positive comments that they get. And many of those, here's the thing, people have discovered that there are computers and bots that are many times falsely enhancing the numbers of posts, falsely creating the posts. And so people are getting this euphoric rush of emotion because they like me. They really, really like me. Only to find out that the they wasn't the they thought it was. It wasn't people. It was actually a computer algorithm that provided for them all of that euphoric rush of feeling. Honor. I encourage you, seek honor from God. The Bible says that one of the ways that we do that is much of the things that we do in secret. We're not looking for someone to say, oh, pat you on the head and say, oh, Bob, you did so well today. You know what? If the Holy Spirit doesn't tell you you did well, you probably didn't do so good from personal experience. So how does this work? because you're not going to be able to prevent people from recognizing excellence and anointing. You're not supposed to. We are supposed to be signs. We're supposed to be lights on a hill that people can see. But we're not there so that people say, wow, you are just tremendous in this particular area. We're there to testify to the glory of God. So our church, not all the time while I've been there, but for over 20 years now, getting close to 25 years, 24 years, something like that, we excel in missions giving. It's not because of me. It's because God spoke and he said, this is what we want you to do as a church. In fact, the people of the church have said, we want to go farther than we've ever gone before. So it's not a pastor driven thing. It's not a bop. It's a desire that the congregation has. They want to see people saved. And so we want to bless missions around the globe. And so it seems like every year we receive an award for our missions giving. But not $1 has ever been given so that we could receive an award. Every dollar has been given so that the gospel of Jesus Christ would be taken to the ends of the earth, so that one person, one more man, one more woman, one more boy or girl could have the opportunity to hear that Jesus is the Lord of their life. I want to give you a liberating message today. You do not have to have the affirmation of men. You can live your life for the glory of God. John chapter 13, I'm going to close out with this real quick. Jesus said he knew who he was, he knew where he came from, and he knew he was going, knew where he was going. So because of that, he took a towel and he girded himself and he went around and he washed the disciples' feet. Not because he wanted them to honor him for what he did. He said, I want you to do the same for other people. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise.